Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Nitin Nabin has been elected as the new national president of the BJP. The party's national returning officer, Dr. K. Lakshman, today announced Mr. Nabin's appointment as the party's new president at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. At 45, Mr. Nabin is the youngest national president in the party's history and the first BJP leader from Bihar to be appointed to the post. He was felicitated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda and Nitin Gadkari. Prime Minister expressed confidence that Mr. Nitin will carry forward BJP's legacy. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Purnia, conferred the 23rd Bharat Scouts and Guides Rajya Puraskar in an award ceremony held at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar today. 114 scouts and guides, including 61 guides, qualified for the prestigious state-level award this year. Expressing his faith in the youth of Arunachal Pradesh, the governor said that the vision of Viksit Bharat can only be realized through Viksit Yuva. He further advised the youth to uphold the core values of honesty, kindness, respect and responsibility in all walks of life. On the occasion, Chanyan Luang SOC guides informed that 3,474 scouts and 3,616 guides have received the Rajya Puraskar Award certificate since 1992. The Pangsau Pass International Festival 2026 began today in the frontier town of Nampong in Arunachal Pradesh along the Indo-Myanmar border. The event will go on till 22nd January. It incorporates the 80th anniversary commemoration of World War II by featuring a special village parade tracing the historic wartime route from the Hump Museum in Pasighat to Pangsau Pass via Changlang district. The festival has become a major platform for cross-border cultural exchange between India and Myanmar and includes a widespread of traditional sports, local cuisine, sightseeing and more. Four black-necked cranes arrived in the Chug Valley of West Kameng District. The group comprises three adults and one juvenile. Dr. Darge, senior veterinary officer, said this is the first time four cranes have been recorded here. Range Forest Officer of Dirang, Lopsang Sunikji, is closely monitoring the cranes to ensure their safety during their stay. A consultative meeting was held at the Administrative Reforms Commission, ERC, office in Nihalungan today. ERC Chairman Pramod Jain, accompanied by Member Hentok Karga, engaged in a high-level strategic dialogue with the leadership of the Arunachal Indigenous Tribes Forum and various apex community-based organizations. The session centered on the essential goal of building social trust and repositioning the commission as an important limb of governance that acts with transparency and empathy towards the indigenous population. An awareness workshop cum mobilization drive on the Prime Minister's National Apprenticeship Promotion Scheme was organized for Changlang District at Namphai Miao. The program was conducted by the Department of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship in collaboration with the District Skill Committee, Changlang. The workshop witnessed enthusiastic participation from ITI Balinong trainees and large number of unemployed youth from the district. Under the Dindal Antyodaya Yojana, National Urban Livelihoods Mission and the Atal Mission for Rejuvenation and Urban Transformation, Amrit Mitra Mission, self-help groups will be provided a monthly allocation of 6,200 rupees for a tenure of 1 year. As part of the initiative, SAG members will be responsible for community water testing, community coordination and maintaining cleanliness of public parks under the Amrut scheme in urban areas. To equip the SAGs with the necessary skills, a one-day training program was organized. A total of 80 members from 50 SAGs from different districts participated in the program, which was held at the water treatment plant Sankibhu, Itanagar. In a strong message towards environmental responsibility, government employees under the Jung Subdivisional Administration, Panchayat members and students participated in a mass social service cum cleanliness drive led by JPC Tawang, Leki Gombu and ADC Jung Hakraso. Cree. The drive covered major tourist locations from Sela Top and Sela Tunnel up to Jung headquarters, focusing on removal of waste and improving sanitation in the ecologically sensitive region. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.